So I get this little flyer. It says, new in 2013, the park has eyes, roughly 10,000 of them. And I'm hooked. So I go to the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular website, and I can't believe what I'm seeing. How did you guys get going on this?
Well, it kind of goes back years ago. The short version is when I lived in Providence, Rhode Island, I attended the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular, which originally was in Oxford, Massachusetts. I brought them to Providence, where they've been for a number of years. When I moved here to Louisville, I wanted to bring that event here and hopes that they would establish a second event. They had a lot of cities to look at. And the good news is they decided to split their team up and bring one team to Louisville to establish now the Louisville Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular.
It must just be amazing. Have you had good crowds so far?
We've had great crowds. The feedback has been tremendous. Our mayor walked the trail for the first time Saturday night, and he was just absolutely blown away. And that's what we're hearing from everyone, because the trail's got a little, you kind of go up and down the little small hills. But when you hit this first little hill, when I say little hill, I'm only talking about 20 feet. When you get to there, you can look down and you'll see virtually every pumpkin on the entire trail in the woods illuminated, and it's breathtaking. You look at that and you go, I can't believe it. When you see 5,000 pairs of eyes looking at you, it truly is exactly that experience. And they've got some intricate carving. Some pumpkins took as many as 12 hours to draw and carve. Several of them weigh over 1,300 pounds. They're up in trees. It is just an amazing show. The feedback from the families at the end of the trail has been phenomenal. We monitored the social media comments, and there wasn't a negative comment from one person that has seen the show. And everyone has said, how did we get this here in Kentucky? Really? And I said, they could have gone anywhere. But fortunately, I had a relationship with them, and they wanted to come to Louisville in the worst way, and we made it happen.
Now, the proceeds benefit the Louisville Metro Parks Foundation and CoSare Charities. And I'm thinking that it doesn't cost a whole lot to see this. How long a time does it take to go through the entire trail of pumpkins?
Once you get in the trail, you may have to wait in line on the outside because so many people have come in, and that's a good thing. It might take you 15 minutes to get in. It takes you about 1 hour to walk the trail. The trail is 1,750 feet long, or the length of about 5 1/4 football fields. And it's a winding trail in the woods, right on the edge of Iroquois Park, right behind the amphitheater. Beautiful amphitheater, by the way. And so you're right there at that location, and we tell people, take your time and enjoy it because it is breathtaking. The only thing that illuminates the trail is the light from the pumpkins themselves. So it's very, very dark, but you're in this amazing atmosphere. We made a paved road, not with asphalt, but with crushed limestone, and it's been smoothed out so it's stroller friendly, it's wheelchair accessible. So it's there for everyone to enjoy, and we had a lot of strollers on it with families this past weekend, and we had a lot of couples out on date night on the trail, and it makes for an amazing date night for college students especially, because it's just a great environment to be and share with somebody else. Or with your family. That's what we've heard from everyone.
That's really cool. Does the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular team theme its creations for its location?
They will do iconic features of Louisville and of the state of Kentucky, of course. There's a really cool pumpkin of Colonel Sanders, Churchill Downs, Louisville Slugger, things of that nature, horses. They have a lot of iconic symbols from the state carved. The beautiful one on Murray State's carved on the sponsor table. So we see a lot of great pumpkins carved by them.
Jim, have you actually seen them do the work? It just looks incredible. I wonder how they make these things.
Well, I have, and I have been in the artist studio, and what they hired about 40 artists locally, and the artists, it's amazing. When they ran an ad and just a job site, Louisville Help Wanted said wanted artists for this event. And they had a lot of responses from artists, and they brought them in and interviewed them. Part of that was, hey, can you draw a little something on this pumpkin to see what your artwork is? So anecdotally, we had this one gentleman, he was from the Soviet Union, and they asked him, can you carve a pumpkin? And he answered, in Soviet Union, I carved granite for a living, carving pumpkins, no problem. And he did an amazing carving for them as his sample, and it was terrific. And so you go into the room and you watch them in the artist studio working. One gentleman spent 12 hours working on the Churchill Downs pumpkin, just carving. And then they have a guy that's gutting, and then the carver will then carve around it, and then they put them on the trail and illuminate them with special LED lighting. And then surrounding the intricate carvings like that, they have thousands of just normal jack-o'-lanterns, and they have a whole separate crew of what we call gutters and carvers. So we got one group of individuals who are just gutting, and then you got another group that's over there that's just carving their normal jack-o'-lanterns. So that's a whole separate team away from the intricate carvers as well. So they pull all this together to put the show on, and then it's all choreographed to music. So every set has a very specific music theme. So while you're on the trail, you hear music the whole time, and it's absolutely amazing to sit there and hear it. And then when you get to the Laughing Tree, to hear the music from the Laughing Tree, because it's laughing music, and with the fog coming out and with hundreds of pumpkins around it, and three of them that are over 1,300 pounds each there with smaller pumpkins in their mouths. I try to describe it to people, but after they go to the trail, they say, it's indescribable. It was so good.
Well, I'm so glad that you would take the time to speak with me today. I see that the trail opens every night at 7. How long is it open nightly?
7 p.m. to midnight during the week, and on weekends, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Oh, my goodness. You're open through November 2nd. I don't know what you're going to do on Halloween night.
It'll be a busy night.
Well, thank you, sir, for speaking with me, and thank you for bringing this to Louisville.
Oh, it's our pleasure, and we're excited about it. We hope it becomes one of those legacy events that everybody just has to go to every year.